episode 436, Revolutionize Your Life with Spring Cleaning.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? Oh my goodness, I am delighted that you are here. And you know what? I'm even more excited because you read this title, didn't you? And you said, Revolutionize Your Life with Spring Cleaning. And you clicked anyway to listen. Oh my goodness, I'm thrilled. Yeah, we're going to have an awesome chat. If you are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. You have warmed my heart by being present here today. Thank you for being incredible. Thank you for sharing this too. For all of you who have said, you know what? We have been on a journey. You are on a journey. Isn't it awesome? Isn't it great to see your own roller coaster of life? To see the ups and the downs and to see, oh my gosh, I don't have to stay in the pits. Well, guess what? Spring is around the corner. Yes, it's time to brighten your day. And if you are brand new and you're like, I want to hear more about what's going on, head on over to createyournow.com. You can get in touch with me right there. You can also sign up for the free resource library. You want to do that. It's a great way to just get free resources. I'm adding it to, you know, adding things to it all the time. And be patient, please, because, you know, honestly, you're talking to the person who's doing it. Yes. Some of you think, oh my gosh, there's like a team of 20 or 30 people. No, you have a team of seven, not counting the dog and the three kitty cats. But really, it's me. It's the mama bear here. And so please be patient with me. We're getting all the episodes added on there slowly, but I also don't want to bombard everybody too. Also, I want to throw in there the AIM Academy. You need to sign up for that, meaning you can click on it. Once when you go to createyournow.com, hit start here. It'll take you and it'll show you the AIM Academy. Now, this is a community for women. Yes, for women only. This is a safe place for you. Now, you're not signing up for anything except to get the insider information. Something's coming around the corner and you want to be in on it. I promise you that. Make sure you've already signed up to receive that information. You want to be the first to know before it goes out there for the world to hear. Okay, enough chatter about all of that. We have got to get down to you. How's your spring cleaning coming? Did you ever think that spring cleaning would revolutionize your life? Spring is in the air. Spring is a reminder to me that it's time to clean out, to organize, and to set your path. I actually did some spring cleaning this weekend. And in doing it, yes, I was deep cleaning the bathrooms. Oh my goodness gracious, you would never think children could get a bathroom so dirty, but they do. And there's something about the winter muck. And here up north with the snow and the ice and the junk, I mean, extra dirt just shows up where you didn't even think you had it. So I did some spring cleaning specifically in the bathrooms. But more importantly, I hand scrubbed our hardwood floors. Oh yes, I'm talking on my knees, praying the whole time. And can you believe it? I actually thought about you. I did. It was a good time for me to reflect. And in this reflection, it brought me to this: revolutionize your life with spring cleaning. Now, I've got a lot of other areas to work on, not only in my personal life, but in cleaning my home. I mean, getting rid of the winter yuck is just, well, it's buildup. We all have buildup in our life, but the thing is, it takes a plan. Why? Otherwise, our life is going to look like a tornado came in. It's going to be like everything's everywhere. And as much as I would like to empty out all the closets and start fresh, it's better to have a plan. So how is your spring cleaning coming? Are you like, oh, I don't really like to spring clean? The thought of it gives me the heebie-jeebies. Or you're like, yes, bring it on. Are you one who does it all by yourself? Or do you recruit, you know, helpers like the little ones? Or do they just make more of a mess when you do it? How do you go about your spring cleaning? Well, we're not really here to talk about specifically spring cleaning for your house. Even though, yes, we're going to kind of hit on that a little bit. We're actually talking about when a home becomes cluttered, so does the heart. It does. And what happens is you become overwhelmed. There's so much to do and there's no way to catch up. Nothing has a proper place. And with the weather getting brighter outside, the schedule becomes even busier. The excuses become easier. And the next thing you know, it's Christmas time. Summer vacation has come and gone, and you're like, man, where did it go? So how can you revolutionize your life with spring cleaning? Well, it starts with you. Yes, it actually begins with you. And the spring cleaning we're talking about is you yourself, not your home. Once when you begin to spring clean yourself, detoxify who you are, where you're going, then your home will reflect your heart. Ooh, very heavy, isn't it? But it's oh so true. But we don't look at it. Our home actually reflects our heart. Now, I'm not saying that if you have a dirty counter, that that means you have a dirty heart, because all my counters are cluttered right now. As I look across my room here, I have like three or four flat surfaces that I can see with my two eyes right now, okay, looking at them as I'm recording this to you. And oh my gosh, there's stuff everywhere. I have stacks everywhere, but they're organized stacks. I know what's there. It's not about having everything necessarily hidden and put away. It's having a place for something. Because what happens is in our own personal lives, when I'm talking about you, okay, where you are in your life, how you see the world, because remember, how you view the world, they're your glasses that you see. And until you begin to change that view, change that perspective, you still see out of those dirty glasses, those cluttered glasses, the glasses that have 2, 3, 10 years of winter buildup, of toxins that have been bubbling within you, maybe of anger or madness. Maybe you've been carrying a burden. But you see, you can revolutionize your life with spring cleaning. And this is how you're going to do it. Clear the clutter to unleash your impact. Oh, sounds so easy, doesn't it, with a kiss? The Keep It Simple strategy. Clear the clutter to unleash your impact. So how do you do that? Well, you have to first ask yourself this question. What is toxic in your life right now? What is toxic? What isn't serving you? What is holding you back? Now, you may be like, oh my gosh, Christiane, we could sit here for days. Maybe we can. Maybe we should. But a lot of us don't think about this. We go about our busy, scheduled out lives with a plan for everybody else. How we're going to get from point A to point B, but we never take time for ourselves. And our life, our personal being, our mind, body, and spirit, our emotions become a reflection of nothing but clutter. We become a dumpster for all that's gone wrong or for all that's gone right or a combination thereof. You do not want your life to be a reflection of a dumpster, do you? You're not a dumpster. And if you are, you're an absolutely adorable one, I'm just saying. But you're not a dumpster. And so why would you want to live in a cluttered, filled heart? Because that's what we're doing to ourselves. Now, you may say, okay, what is toxic in your life right now? What do you mean by that? Well, this is it. Health, finances, job, or career, maybe even your dream may be toxic in your life because you're chasing it. And for some reason, things just aren't working out, but you keep spending money, you keep going that direction, and doors keep closing. Maybe that's not the direction you need to be right now. Your marriage, your inner circle of friends, how many if you have a circle of friends around you that are toxic, they actually extract more negative energy from you than positive. You don't feel good when you're around them. You feel run down by the end of the conversation. You feel like maybe you're used more than you're helped. That inner circle of friends may actually be a toxin within your life. So let's look too at our finances. Maybe you need to stop spending money. Yeah, seriously. Maybe the way you spend money, maybe the way you go shopping for things is actually a toxin in your life right now. And if you were to change that, your budget would change and be adjusted. You might actually be able to take some finances and some money that you've been just kind of spending, throwing away, so to speak, and use it for something of good. For example, let's say, I really need to be moving more. You know, this winter, I've kind of used the excuse of not doing much, and it was a cold one, so we stayed inside, and I didn't really do a whole lot, and I probably put on an extra few pounds that I just need to get moving. Well, great. Maybe that's money there that you can take from finances that you're just throwing away for some reason, and you can invest it into you. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe you've had this whole thing, and since having children, you've just really have let your marriage go. You don't focus on it anymore. It's all about the kids. Well, you know, it did have to start with the two of you first. But we tend to forget that important part. It takes two. And so maybe the toxic relationship that you have right now is, well, you need to work on something in your marriage. Maybe you need to find a coach to help you through a situation that you're in. Maybe you need to find professional help. Maybe you've been feeling depressed lately. Maybe you've had a child or lost a child. And it really has hit you, but you just kind of pushed it under the rug and said, oh, no, it's just winter blues. Winter blues have passed. There's some time. If you're still feeling that, if there's some anxiety there, some frustration, some hurt, maybe you need to reach out to someone. Someone who can help you, can be a listening ear, someone who isn't necessarily related to you, that has a fresh set of eyes. You see, spring is all about refresh. And I like to think about Create Your Now as fresh and simple, because that's really what it is. So you don't want to have toxins in your life build up that is actually hurting who you are. It may even be, you know, spiritually. Maybe you have grown distant. You have had weather, and weather's been the excuse. Oh, it's winter time, and so that taking, you know, going to church and taking the kids to Sunday school or to youth, you know, group, that hasn't been really a focus. It's just been an excuse. And now, well, the weather's getting nice and we're still not going. What is toxic in your life now? What isn't serving you? You need to acknowledge that. What isn't serving you? What is holding you back from where you want to go? So that brings us to number two. Pick one that you can make an immediate impact. So you take the toxin, what's toxic in your life, and you say, okay, I'm going to pick this one. So for example, let's pick health. And your health is, yep, I'm not moving enough. So you need to get moving. You know you need to move more. You've been eating pretty good and that's all, but really what's lacking is health. You just don't have the energy anymore. And you need to get that intentional movement in. That fitness needs to be there. Call it exercise. Call it whatever you want to get you moving. So you pick one that you can make an immediate impact on your life. The number three, you need to establish the change. So you do it. You actually go do it. That means decide, commit, plan, prep, take aim. And then ultimately you rinse and repeat. Now, you don't want to take too many of these toxins that are in your life, because when you clear the clutter to unleash your impact, you are also what? You are creating, yes, daily habits, daily goals, things that like come easy, such as brushing our teeth. You're rewiring your brain. You're opening yourself up and saying, I am detoxifying my body. I'm clearing the clutter to unleash my impact. When you begin to do that, the heart, what? It doesn't feel so overwhelmed. Your brain, you have a calmness about yourself. There's a peace about you. You actually talk with a sweet tone in your voice and a smile on your face. Now, wouldn't that be a change than a scowl and a frown with a grr behind it? Revolutionize your life with spring cleaning. And it's simple. Clear the clutter to unleash your impact. Don't wait to do this. I want you to start it today. So think about it. Ask yourself, what is toxic in my life now? Pick one that you can make immediate impact and establish the change. And the easiest way to remember this is tick. Toxin impact change. Toxin impact change, tick. I really believe that you are so unique. You are so special. And you're absolutely precious. And when you do not take care of yourself and you begin to refresh your own self during the spring cleaning time, what happens is, yes, you become a dumpster. You got the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's hard to filter it out. So take time today and revolutionize your life with spring cleaning. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.